I'm joined here with Doster Harper, with National FFA President. Why don't you start by just giving me a quick overview about this year? I know it's been an unprecedented year altogether.
Of course, yeah. This year has been a wild year to say the least, but our team has been so inspired by the FFA members that we've gotten to meet this year. For us, our National Officer Year looked a lot different. So we were finally able to meet each other in person in January, 2 months after we were elected. We moved to Indianapolis, and from January to April, we lived together in apartments, completely isolated, and doing all of our officer responsibilities completely virtual, visiting with chapters and members from across the nation. And in April, we got to travel for the first time. And so ever since April, we've been able to reunite with FFA members across the country, and this week here at convention, we finally get to reunite with those FFA members at home here in Indianapolis, Indiana, for the 94th National FFA Convention and Expo, which is so exciting.
So I guess just besides the fact that a lot of virtual events, what have been some big challenges that your team has faced this year?
For us, I really think it was a unique challenge for us transitioning from virtual to hybrid events mostly, and then pretty much to all in-person events after that too. So for a lot of teams, they go through training and they learn how to facilitate a workshop in person. They learn how to deliver a workshop in person and come up with all these workshops and speeches specifically for those formats. And for us, when we got training in the beginning of the year, we basically got trained on how to facilitate a virtual workshop and how to deliver a virtual speech. And then all of a sudden, the world starts coming resilient to this COVID-19 pandemic. We transition into hybrid workshops and hybrid speeches, and now we're learning how to do all those things in person. And so it's been a unique challenge for us, but like I said, we've been inspired by these FFA members. They keep us going. They keep the adrenaline running every time we hop on a virtual workshop or an in-person workshop. These FFA members have energy and they're ready to be back in person, and it's exciting.
Yeah, and I guess what are some highlights of this past year?
For me, one of my biggest highlights was actually getting to travel to Arizona State Leadership Conference out on the west, my first time going out west before, and it was really neat. So I got to see a lot of the desert out there in Arizona. But back in January, while I was going through training as a national officer, I did a social media takeover on Instagram for a chapter called San Luis FFA in southwestern Arizona. And when I got to go to state conference, I finally got to meet that chapter in person. And one of the, like, that's just been one of the coolest highlights all year, is meeting FFA members virtually, but then, and developing relationships with them over social media in a virtual world, but just getting to hug them and laugh with them in person is so special. And I finally got to see my best friend Anthony in person at that state conference from San Luis, Arizona, and that was an incredible experience.
And one last question, what piece of advice would you give to any FFA member just going through their experience in high school?
My best piece of advice would be soak up every opportunity that you get in this organization, because you never know what kind of lifelong passion or talent it may give you. When I started high school, agriculture education and FFA were not on my radar at all. I just got thrown into an ag ed class and never got into FFA my freshman year. In 10th grade, I needed an idea for a science fair project for my chemistry class, and my ag teacher gave me this idea of a beekeeping project. And I'd never done beekeeping before, but he walked me through that project, and all of a sudden a science fair project for chemistry class became my lifelong passion for ag science and for beekeeping. So there's so many opportunities in this organization that could change your life, and just be open and willing to take advantage of every single one of them that come your way.
All right. Thanks, Doster. Yeah, thank you. I'm Kaylee with National FFA.